Audio tapes of Bernard Madoff reveal how the failed Ponzi schemer coached hedge fund managers who funneled investor money to him. Massachusetts top securities regulator, Secretary of State William Galvin, this week made public the Madoff tapes. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch provides a listen.
The recording is from a phone conversation in 2005 when the Securities and Exchange Commission was investigating Madoff. Madoff was speaking to executives at Fairfield Greenwich Advisors, a Connecticut hedge fund that had billions invested with him.
Obviously, first of all, this conversation never took place on the okay?
Yep. Madoff does most of the talking, telling fund managers what to say and what not to say to the federal regulators.
You know, we run through this all the time. The guys come in to do a books and records examination, and they what you'll call it, you know, they ask you a zillion different questions, and we look at them sometimes and we laugh. And we say, are you guys writing a book?
Madoff shows little respect for the regulators. Still, he spends nearly an hour prepping the execs from Fairfield. It's not clear from the little talking they do whether anyone at the hedge fund suspected Madoff might be a fraud. At one point, a fund manager asks Madoff how many people in the New York operation actually make the decision when to buy or sell stocks.
There are a number of us that discuss, you know, when we should get in and out of the market, but I'm the only one that pulls the trigger. Or if I'm not there, someone else, but I'm always there.
In hindsight, Madoff's statements sound wishy-washy, at times full-on hogwash. Madoff tells the Fairfield folks at one point, the less you know, the better off you are. He does interrupt the conversation several times when he gets calls on a cell phone, leaving the hedge fund executives waiting on the line.
Hi, I'm sorry. Any more solicitations for charities, we told myself.
In the end, Madoff tells the Fairfield Greenwich executives they don't have to be too brilliant to brush off the SEC's questions, and he concludes by telling them just to be casual.
Casual.
But we're trying. We're trying to be cool and just cooperate and get it over with and get them out of here. That's our, you know, answer the question and move on.
And that's what they did. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.